107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great checking in with Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
Emily, if we're chatting, we must have some great events going on with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. We got one set for, gosh, this Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to believe this is the last PA Day nature camp of the school year.
All right, so we got a nature school camp coming up this Friday. Can you tell us about the camp and maybe where it's happening, too?
Yeah, so this one is in partnership with the Stratford Perth Museum. So it's actually being hosted there, just on the outskirts of Stratford. And we've partnered with them so that we can provide programming for the whole day for kids that involve outdoor learning, things like birding and hiking. There are amazing trails that are there, as well as inside in the museum, getting to learn sort of more hands-on with some of the displays and exhibits that the museum has.
That's a really nice partnership with something like the Upper Thames River Conservation Authority and Stratford Perth Museum. So there's experiencing nature through birding, hiking, wetland, and insect exploration. And you can try your hand at woolly skills. That's interesting.
Yeah, did you? Did you want to try your hand at that, Jamie?
I don't know.
The kids that will be there that day, they'll actually be able to, I have to look it up, what wool carding means, but that means actually preparing the wool to then be woven and spun. And as I said, the kids will be able to kind of get their hands in on that and test out their skills there.
Well, that is awesome. There you go. I think my woolly skills are probably not up to snuff. There you go.
Room for improvement, Jamie.
There you go. And you can also take a ride through history with train station challenges and stories. Again, with Stratford Perth Museum, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so one of the things that they'll be doing with this, they talked about having different train conductor challenges, and one of them is taking the kids through the different train whistles, the different signals, so that they can learn what they mean. And then, of course, when they're out and about, they can hear those train whistles in Stratford and be able to identify what it is about train whistle signaling.
Oh my gosh, just a great variety. And that's all happening through the day on Friday. So it's not too late to get your child registered.
Yes, absolutely. We still have some spots. And the day runs from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m., but we also have the before and after care option so that you, if you need to, it could run from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
So again, enjoy these nature school camps. They're for the kids ages 6 through 10. Make it a great day on Friday at Stratford Perth Museum with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Again, tickets and information, if you will, available through Eventbrite. That's where you can register your child. And Emily, it's been a busy time. Just recently, the Water Festival in St. Mary's.
Yes, that was a huge hit, Jamie. I think we had over 800 people attend, and Mother Nature worked out for us, which was we were a little bit worried there. But yeah, it was a really great day. So many great partners were there working with us to provide tons of different activities that kids could participate in. A really popular one was the learning canoe.
Oh, that's true.
Tons of people go through that and test out their canoeing skills, and no one ended up in the water. So that's a win.
Wow, there you go. Win-win right there. So again, it's Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. And Emily, I know we're going to check in with what will be happening at Wildwood Conservation Area. I'm sure the sort of schedule or itinerary is just being put together now. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. The one thing I can mention, we have our first kind of big show planned for Saturday, July 5th, and that's Scales Nature Park that has different reptiles and amphibians that they come bring to Wildwood and talk about those species and ways that we can help conserve them.
All right, and it's going to be just another jam-packed summer of great activities for both young and old, if you will, at Wildwood Conservation Area. But in the meantime, you can register your child for the Nature School Camp for this Friday. Again, details with Stratford Perth Museum and Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Emily Chandler. Emily, anything else on the go?
Just, I looked up the weather forecast. Friday looks great for nature school, and it looks like a great weekend to come out to Wildwood for camping or day use.
You bet. We'll see you out. Emily Chandler. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Jimmy.